have an imaginary friend as a kid?
No, but I wanted one. I honestly wanted one because I couldn't get one.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Flowing.
Okay.
So, do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So, Katie's going to kick off with some awesome listener mail / advice on advice.
Yeah, it's really a listener tweet. It's from Cassandra.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Cassandra.
Cassandra said, hey, you know, she sent us a link and said this is good for advice on advice.
All right. Awesome. And if anybody wants to follow us on Twitter, it's at Hey You Know It.
Right? That's right. All and right. If you ever want to send us an email, send it to heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yep. You're going to shot glass.
That's right.
We have a few left.
Very few left. You get them while they're hot.
Yes.
Okay. So this is advice on advice where we take advice.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is advice on advice. This is because I was thinking listener mail. This is a segment we do where we find advice on the internet, or like today, a reader sends us some advice, and we take the advice. Oh, sorry. Reader. A listener sends. Who reads? Hey, you know it. I'd like to see that person who's reading. Hey, you know it.
We get read sometimes.
We do get read.
Yeah.
The library is open. Advice on advice. We take advice that's found on the internet or someone sends us some advice, and we think that advice stinks. It's unqualified, and we like to give advice on that advice. We do it better. So yes. Katie's got some advice here from Cassandra.
Right. Okay. So this was from the column Ask Amy.
Okay. We've had Ask Amy before.
Yeah, we have. Okay. Right. This is but this has been going around, and it's pretty epic here. Oh, so here's the question. Dear Amy, every fall my sister, cousins, and a cousin's sister-in-law have...
A lot of people.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it is a lot of people. Like, remember that, because we have a weekend shopping excursion in our home city. Mm-hmm. We stay in a hotel, treat ourselves, shop for our children, and go out for lunches and dinners.
Okay.
It's a great time to reconnect.
Okay.
I have a sister, Wendy, in quotes,
okay,
who we do not invite. Yeah.
Is her name not Wendy, or is it like...
I guess it's to protect her pride.
Wendy. Okay.
She is offended to the point of tears when she finds out we have not invited her.
Every year.
Yeah.
She should be used to it by now.
My two sisters and I are very close in age, but Wendy hasn't been as close to the set of cousins as my sister and I have throughout the years.
Okay.
We're all married, stay-at-home moms. Wendy is divorced, working mom with one child.
What a bitch. How dare her support her child after leaving an unhappy marriage?
Right.
I wouldn't invite her.
There are several reasons we don't include her. She doesn't have very much money to do the outing.
Okay.
For such an outing. She also does not have many of the same interests we do. Her life is quite different from ours.
Her job?
Yeah. We're not interested in what she has to talk about.
Wow.
She complains too much about her aches and pains and claims to have some kind of neurological disease that some of us feel is more a psychosomatic than real, which she uses to avoid getting up for church on Sundays.
Okay.
She also complains...
Could that disease be reason? is that what she's suffering from?
She also complains about her ex-husband who left her for another woman, but everyone knows it takes two to tango, and she's not without fault.
Huh, okay.
We're all very active churchgoers, while she only sporadically...
You sound like a good Christian.
While she only sporadically attends services.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, she does not fit in with us anymore. She takes it very personally. Or should she take it like it's a business?
Yes.
That's the only other way she could...
She does.
It's only business.
She takes it personally when we say we hate you.
Yeah.
And how you live.
And last year even came over to our house unannounced crying about it, which upset my children and caused my husband to threaten to call the police if she did not leave.
Are you kidding me? These people are evil. What's going on in their church every Sunday?
Yeah. Now she barely speaks to me and has told our relatives that I'm a horrible person.
And she's right.
Even
Go
though
Wendy.
Even though I've helped her.
Hashtag Wendy rocks.
Yeah. How can we get her to understand that perhaps she should find another set of friends whose lives and interests align more closely with hers?
Mm-hmm.
Signed, Sad Sister.
Oh. She's sad? Okay, so this sister is sad because this Wendy sister wants to have a relationship with them. She's broke. Her man left her for another woman, and she claims to be suffering from some psychological disease.
Neurological disease.
Well, either that or she just doesn't want to fucking go to church.
Yeah.
Which is legit.
Okay.
I'm not religious, but that church sounds terrible.
Yeah. I know.
These people sound mean.
They're awful people.
It's mean girl church.
mean girls, all grown up with their kids.
Yeah, stay-at-home moms. Must be tough. There's no way they could ever all get together and help Wendy's ass out.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
Not at all.
So they're not that close.
No, no.
But anyway.
And they don't have neurological diseases. They can go to church.
Dear Sad, this is the response. First,
you're a bitch. That's
let's establish that I agree with your sister. You are a horrible person.
Yes, thank you. I don't know if we have advice on this advice other than it's awesome so far.
Obviously, you can do whatever you want and associate with or exclude whomever you want. But you don't get to do this and also blame the person you're excluding for not fitting in.
Word.
Yeah, the only way your sister would ever fit in would be for you to make room for her. You are unwilling to do that, and that is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But her being upset is completely justified, and you'll have to live with that. Perhaps this is something you could...
Wait, so the problem is that the woman, Sad, doesn't want Wendy to be upset with her.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Perhaps this is something you could ponder from your church pew, because despite your regular attendance, you don't seem to have learned much.
I like it. Yeah.
I think that the only thing that was left out of this advice is
the B word.
Right, the B word. The C word. All kinds of alphabets letters are coming in. But also advice for Wendy. Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy.
You're better off.
Run.
You're better off.
Yeah, don't waste your tears on these people.
They have probably been snubbing her since, like, they were little girls. Do you know what I mean? She's probably like the sisters are like, will you guys play with me? They're like, no, you look like a future single mom.
Yeah.
Like a future working single mom.
Right, right. And, what you know, bitch. And you know, I don't really believe in the church's teachings.
Yeah.
You know, you're an atheist. Get out of here.
Or who knows? Maybe she just doesn't. I mean, it seems like if she went to that church, she would just be getting shade.
Yeah.
So, I question why she had to make up a neurological disease, though.
Make up one?
Like Wendy. Because she's telling people she's got some kind of neurological problem, or are they misconstruing that as...
She says that she has one, and then they feel that it's psychosomatic.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying...
Because they're doctors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so they just decided not to believe her.
That's interesting.
And just be like, oh, it's psychosomatic, it's not a real disease.
And don't worry about it. And we're going to shun your kids as well. So this has been going around...
And you just use it to not go to church.
Yeah, I like that one.
I think that, Wendy, it's too bad that you are related by blood to these people. But
let it go. Just forget about it.
You know what? I know it's easier said than done, but just go and make
your
own life with other people.
Yeah. And these sound like terrible people.
They are terrible people.
I like the idea that the injured... So the Sad is not the injured party, but Sad needs help because she's the victim here.
Yeah.
Like, she feels like she's the one. Like, what can I do?
She's like, oh, she's upset with me after I kicked
How dare
her.
She?
I knocked her down and kicked her while she was down, and now she's mad at me
for that? Even though she still wants to be my friend. Very bizarre. What, did Cassandra have anything to say?
No, she just thought we should address it.
We did. We have addressed this thoroughly.
Yeah.
Thank you for sending that in.
Yes.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I wanted to follow up on something that Katie brought in. A couple of weeks ago, probably now like 4 or 5 weeks ago, Katie attended Thrive.
I did attend Thrive.
Which was a, how would you characterize that?
It was an Ariana Huffington.
It's not really a retreat, but like.
No, it was, they called it a conference.
Okay.
And it
was a 2-day conference, right?
Yeah, I went one day.
Because it was free.
It was free and.
For Katie, it was free.
It was free and, yeah, right, for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was about leaders in industry getting together to discuss new ways to run their businesses and have new models for employer-employee
relations. Yeah,
exactly. So I thought I was going to hear some new innovative ideas from people like Tory Burch, who were going to be there. Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. You know, because when you need new and innovative ideas... Alanis Morissette is where you go.
Right.
Jag a little pill.
The CEO of Aetna was there.
Okay.
Who else? There was just so many people.
So there was like a shitload of white women were there.
Basically.
In their 40s and who have made a lot of money. And they want to let other white women like Katie know.
How to
eat right. So they should get more sleep.
Yes. So basically it wasn't what I thought it was. It was called Thrive. And they basically put 12 steps, can you believe it, together.
It's an innovative idea, 12 steps.
Yeah, to
live
teach
better.
Us how to thrive. And we eat better, sleep.
Yeah,
yoga. Go to acupuncture, yoga.
Yeah,
drink
take
more
it
water.
Easy on yourself, you know. So I found this. It says, feminism has a 1% problem. So it says, this is from The Week. And it says, when a seat at the table costs $500 a head. So there's apparently an upsurge of these. It's called Women to Women Networking Events. That's what this thing is called.
Yes.
Women to Women Networking Events. They're all over the country. And they're about helping women break the glass ceiling. But they said the problem is the average person cannot afford to go to it. So they mentioned the one. There's Tina Brown, who was the editor of, was it New York Times? No, New Yorker Magazine.
Yeah.
Like a long time ago.
Right.
She is a 3-day pass. She has the Women in the World Summit. And it starts at $500 for the nosebleed seats.
Oh,
so it's
kidding.
A bunch of high-powered women who get together. There's the one that you went to. It's the Arianne Huffington and Mika Brzezinski.
Yeah.
That starts at $300. And then there's something called a She Summit. S period H period E. period, which is $250 starting at the very, very low, low level. There's also something called a Makers Conference, which is Sheryl Sandberg, Gloria Steinem, and Martha Stewart get together. Yeah. But it's invitation only.
Okay.
So basically, it's funny because when you talked about the Thrive thing, I was like, yeah, there's all this kind of stuff going on. So basically, it's a lot of high-powered women who are telling other high-powered women how to be high-powered.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with, like, the rest of the women.
Right.
Like, the working mom.
Because they say it's a third metric. It's you already have power. You already have money. Yeah. What else are you missing?
What else can you do now?
Let us bring it to you.
Like, you're a vice president. How can you be a president?
Yeah.
But I think it's funny because they're kind of marketing to everyone. But it seems like when you get to these programs, it all says the same thing.
Yeah.
Eat right, do yoga, try to
meditate.
Take it easy, meditate, get massage, like do all this kind of stuff.
And right, all these things that your doctor tells you to do that we all know to do
yes.
and have been around for thousands
but
of years.
But you can have, if Martha Stewart tells you to do it,
yeah.
then it's going to be, it's just so bizarre to
it
me.
It is. It really is. And your mother's been telling you to do it. Go to bed.
Yes, but I don't have to pay my mom $500. And sit way in the back, far away from my mom in order to know how to do this.
And then also you don't have to pay your mom, you know, $25.95 for the book.
No.
On how to do this.
It's just free.
Yeah.
It's free. But it comes with guilt. I bet you Gloria Steinem's book doesn't come with guilt.
Right.
Like my mom's would.
Oh, yeah. These, they're crazy, these seminars.
So I have, I don't want to do that. Oh, can I do some penis news?
All right. This is Jaquetta's segment, her favorite segment.
This is hashtag penis news. It's, was it news celebrating the member?
Yeah.
Celebrating the member. So this is just a quick one. This is a really quick one. It's not very involved. It says, this was on NBC. Man uses fake penis to foil drug test.
Nice.
So apparently some guy got in trouble. He tried to, he had to do a drug test for some sort. I think he was just going for his regular checkup. I think he's on parole or something.
Okay.
Like this. So he had purchased this unit
mm-hmm.
that is a fake penis that you can wear in your, you know, in your underwear as a man, like next to
okay.
your real penis.
So,
and it has
a side wiener.
Yeah, side wiener. A second wiener. Like the fake out wiener. It's like a dummy wiener.
Is this the one that you can use on dates too?
No, oh. you can't. It doesn't perform.
Oh.
But it's a fake penis. It looks like a penis when you pull it out.
Okay.
I guess it's flesh colored.
Oh, because they
something.
Have to look at it.
Because they have to see you peeing, and it connects to a bag that you wear. So it's kind of like the wine bra.
Okay, got it.
But a penis, and you fill it with clean pee.
Good.
That you get from somebody, so that when you go to your drug test, you look as if you're peeing. You're pulling out. Apparently, though, he got busted.
Oh, he
with
did.
His fake penis. I guess someone had a look at it and they were like, that looks kind of funny. It's a black guy, so I'm wondering, did he try to get away
with
like a flesh-colored penis?
Right. Like
and it did not
white,
work.
White color.
Yeah, like a white, like a pink penis.
Or did the tube disconnect from the penis?
Yes,
and
it just went everywhere.
Like a wildfire hose going crazy.
Apparently, you can buy this device. It's called the Original Wizinator. Somebody is making it.
How much is this?
It doesn't say how much it is. It doesn't say where you can get it from. Apparently, back in 2005, someone who was a member of the Minnesota Vikings was caught with one in an airport. He wasn't using it, but I guess he was transporting this fake Johnson,
sure.
you know, to wherever he was going
That's
to go
amazing.
To use it.
I think I'm going to put it between $50 and $100.
That's your price?
Yes.
It's like Pawn Stars?
Yes.
So this was, I mean, how much would you, I don't, see, it doesn't work for women because you can't just strap on a fake vajayjay.
No, you can't.
And then have that work. It would never work anyway. I'm
Girls
sure it would go all
that.
Over
They'll
the
be
place.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know what? I did it.
Yeah.
I got drugs all up in my pee. So that is our penis news. A man uses fake penis to foil drug test, and he himself gets exposed.
That's right.
Good luck. Oh, just be upfront. He got fined $1,000 for that, plus probably whatever the $50 to $100 you think he might be out for the Wizinator. And that's my penis news.
The Wizinator.
The Wizinator. It sounds like Arnold, you know, like yeah. The Governator.
Right.
I'll pee back. All right. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. That wasn't even a good joke, but...
No, it was hilarious. What does it mean? I thought
I'll
it was
pee
great.
Back? Okay.
Okay.
Till you pee.
All right. I have Tales from the Campfire.
Excellent. This is my favorite segment. Tales from the Campfire is when we take fake lore, folklore, ghost stories,
myths,
legends that we find on the internet, tales of the paranormal, and we retell them here around the digital
That's
campfire.
Right. So gather around, listeners.
Yes, gather around. Okay. Prepare to be scared. We're going to scare the fake pee out of you.
That's right.
Out of your Wizinator.
Prepare your Wizinator.
Yes. All right.
Okay, gather background. Gather background, yeah. Everyone. This one is called Something in My Room.
Oh, no. Is it the Wizinator?
By Fluffy Llama 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just use my initials. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. From Australia. Okay. This is my first story. This has been happening recently, and I really don't know what's going on.
Okay, me either. Let's get to it.
One night, I was asleep.
Okay.
What? I was very tired that night. Without any reason, I wake up and sit up and look around, thinking why I randomly woke up from a deep sleep.
Okay.
I decided to lay back down and turn over to the left side.
Thank you for that.
There I saw...
It's the specificity that makes it scary.
There I saw a little boy standing there.
Mm-hmm.
He had no face, but he was small.
Once again, people with the conjunctions. He had no face and he was small. Like, if he had a face, there's, you know what I mean? That doesn't work together. Whatever.
I knew it was a little kid. I got too scared, really? So I turned over to the right side and went to sleep.
Fuck it. I'll just ignore it. There's a person over there with no face. I'm just going to...
It's a kid.
Yeah, it's a small kid. He's small, and if I lean over, forget it. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. I didn't see him again, but I started getting weird things happen. My headphones would fall off my desk, and they were in the middle of my desk.
Okay.
I would put my camera down on my desk, and it would be standing up by the wall where the little boy stood.
Okay. Is there something wrong with the desk? I feel like, is it like a draftsman's table?
Yeah.
Where it's at like a 45-degree angle. Yeah.
And keep putting it in the middle of my draftsman's desk.
Yes. And then it rolls off.
And I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. Post.
I find it weird that it was where the little boy stood. My mom and dad told me a little boy drowned in the pool before we moved in.
Okay. I think parents say that just to keep your ass out of the pool.
That's right. If somebody drowned there,
yes. stay away from it.
Yeah, watch it. Maybe it's the little boy I'm seeing. I also find it strange that my cousin never wanted to come into my room. Well, it's you.
Yeah, it's you. You smell.
Your room stinks.
Your room stinks.
Oh, boy.
Everything's on the floor because everything's sliding off your drafts table.
It's like she saw something that I don't, always ask her why.
Yeah.
She just said, this is written like, I don't know what. She just said that she felt weird in there.
Yeah.
It's you. You and your smelly room.
Yes. Boy room.
I always built cubbies. My cousin and I as kids, this is so poorly written, around a few years ago. There's always an unusual cold spot in the area that my desk is now in, and that's where it's all happening. Which I find very weird. Some toys used to open by themselves when the lights were off. I remember a few years ago, I ran out of my room because this thing I was playing with opened by itself.
What are you talking about, the toy opened by itself? What? Could you be a little more specific?
My sister was there with me, too. We were both scared.
Is it under a vent of some kind?
Or is it a jack-in-a-box where the thing comes out?
It's a cold spot. I'm like, is there a draft there?
I know. Is there a window open?
Yeah, is a window open?
Right.
Is that where the vent is?
It's cold. If anyone has any suggestions on what's going on, it would be awesome because I have no idea.
I'd say get a sweater.
Get a sweater.
Clean up your room. Get some Lysol.
Yeah.
Maybe your cousin will come in. I imagine she's at the door. She's like, whew.
And he's like, oh, it's haunted. That's right.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to come in.
Those socks are haunted in the corner. They're funky.
Yeah. So kind regards, Fluffy Llama.
Okay.
So then there's the comments. And somebody says, how can anyone go back to sleep if they wake up terrified because someone is standing in their room?
So they're calling BS on the story.
Yeah. A lot of people on here seem to be able to turn over and go back to sleep terrified out of their minds.
No. No. But if I think I see anything, what's the first thing you do? Get up.
Yeah. Right.
You know, have a look around. Especially a boy with no face. Ah, but he was small. You're right.
Yep.
he was small.
There was a boy in my room with no face. Well, how big was he? He was small. Not a problem. Turn to the right.
Yeah, turn to the right. Go to the center. Something's coming at me. Just turn away from it. That's all. You'll be fine.
And then someone else writes, thanks for your comments, guys. I remember having an imaginary friend called Isaac, and he was a little...
okay.
He was a little boy. I used to play with him and tell Mom and Dad that he drinks the mouthwash sometimes.
Uh-huh. What? He was an alcoholic? just trying to get it wherever he can. Yeah. It's so bizarre. Okay, so you drank mouthwash and you blamed it on an invisible boy. Yeah. Fine.
Somebody else is like, I agree with the other posters. I think the spirit might be the spirit of the boy who got drowned before your people moved in.
You people. If you people hadn't moved into our town, we wouldn't have had any of this. Why do you think he drowned himself?
I also agree with them that he wanted to make his presence known. I don't think it was harmful.
He wanted to make his presence felt.
I still
think that's funny. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Let's see. You can still talk to him and acknowledge his presence in a respectful manner. You can also say now that you acknowledge his presence and request him not to startle you or others through his activities.
Aren't you supposed to not engage them? Because that just, emboldens them to continue doing what they're doing. Right, so maybe the turning to the right is like, nah, I don't see you.
So, like flow on. Yeah, right. So if you ignore them, they'll go away. That's the school of thought. Mm-hmm.
like everything, like every problem. Yeah. If you just ignore it, it'll go away.
Right.
Did you ever have an imaginary friend as a kid?
No, but I wanted one. I honestly wanted one because
one.
I couldn't get one.
You didn't have the fortitude, the emotional fortitude to make one up?
Right. I was like, I wondered if other people were actually seeing things or they real imaginary friends or they were just making it up. And I was just like, I didn't have the time to make
it. I thought it was BS. And then I remember having some friends when I was really young who said they had imaginary friends too. And I was like, maybe you need to talk to somebody. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I didn't think that was it was creepy to me.
Yeah.
That they were like, oh, my imagination. It was like, and then I think I saw The Shining and I was like, I'm out of here. Anyone have an imaginary friend or a man in their mouth that talks to them, I'm gone.
Well, do they say it's imaginary or they actually said that or said my friend?
They say it's their friend, but it's like, well, we go to kindergarten together.
And we all know the same people.
We all know
travel in the same circles.
Our social circle is, quite, defined.
Yeah.
I kind of know everybody you know. And then you said that your friend is coming over here, but no one's ever seen or heard of your friend. I think we need to stop hanging out.
That's right.
I don't think this is going to make it to first grade.
Right.
I think I got to cut it off. That's creepy.
I had a friend who ran around the playground like a horse. She was real, though.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Was she on all fours?
No. She would just run and go, like she was just,
Okay, that's legitimate. So I had a friend, this reminds me of the same friend, and I went over to stay at her house, and she was like, I have a ghost in my room. I'm like, well, I got to get up out of here. Yeah. Black people really don't
really?
Like that.
With the ghost?
I didn't believe there was a ghost, but the fact that she believed there was a ghost, I was like, I don't know if we can maintain this. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a skeptic. I don't know if it's going to happen. So, this is like KD follow-up day. Chicago is going to start banning upskirting.
Upskirting, which is the most infuriating crime.
Apparently, it's like you brought it up in a podcast, and I heard about it one other time, but apparently it's a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's what these men are getting cameras, affixing them to their shoe. Mm-hmm. And then
one man had a clown shoe, basically, like a huge shoe.
And then they take videos and pictures of panties. Yeah, they put it under women's skirts.
Yeah, quickly. Or they film women as they're going up like escalator, or they're going up the train stairs.
They film them. They take pictures and they do this. And people have gotten away with it because there is you should not have an expectation of privacy in public of being photographed.
So it's not. I looked into this a little, but the thing is that it's not illegal, but it's not legal. Is the problem?
There's
no law.
Yeah. So there's no law on the books that covers it. So we have to create a law to cover.
So Chicago went ahead and created a law.
Nice.
Because they were like, nothing's being done about it, and it said the Peeping Tom laws didn't address upskirting because you couldn't really upskirt in the past. Like, can you imagine, like, in the early days of photography, you'd have to have a guy with a huge camera laying on the ground hoping a hoop skirt comes by and lifts up to get a shapely cut of ankle.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been the upskirt. So they had something, they have a new law that says it's punishable by a fine of $500 because they were going to have it be a major crime. It's like, mm-hmm. we can't be locking all these guys up because it's hard to prove it.
Yeah.
So basically, if someone you find out someone is doing the upskirt thing, the police come in, they get fined $500. And apparently a lot of people are doing it. So they also wanted to put signs in the subway to let women know that people are doing this.
Wait a minute, a $500 fine?
Yeah.
So these guys can take these pictures. I mean, for a lot of guys who could do it, like $500 is nothing. And say they're using them, like maybe they have upskirt.com and they're posting and they're making a lot of money off upskirt.com.
I think it's going to be the kind of thing where the first time it's $500, but like you can't keep, like even though it's a small thing, yeah, like you can't keep
how many
doing.
Times are you going to get caught? So wow. if I can get 10 upskirt pictures.
Once.
Like, I say I'm really putting together
it.
A library.
Yeah, you're all
and so it. I'm like, I can get away with it. One fine. Okay, you caught me this time. Fine, mm-hmm. $500. And then, but still.
Can I add something? I think it should be one fine and you go on. I think we should buy the website upskirt.com and we should put the pictures of the people on there.
The guys are doing it, yeah. Like, and their full addresses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be our upskirt.
And their phone numbers.
And their phone numbers.
And email.
And where they work. And then you can see that. It's so
yeah,
bizarre to
I think
me.
So. So that would be our idea of upskirt.com.
Yeah. Once again, it's like, I'm sure that you can, there are people who will let you do this or you can, you know what I mean? Like there's everything available. I don't know why you have to go out of your way to do this.
Yeah, because there, it's a whole.
I'm imagining an upskirt to me ain't that pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see that.
It's the whole idea that they did it without your consent.
I'm just saying, like, if I saw a picture of myself, I'd be like, whoa, I need to get it together down there. You know, like, it's not, you're not going to see a whole lot. There's not much to see.
No.
I'm sorry. You know what I mean? It's not going to be that exciting. I mean, you could try to do it. It's not worth a $500 fine. I'm telling you right now. It's not going to be all
or
that
the
much.
Foot up your ass.
Yes, yes.
You're not catch you doing
much.
It, right?
Yeah, yeah. Very unexciting, you know?
Oh, my God.
What do you have?
Well, you know, I was looking for some advice, and I found this on our dear friend, Mrs. Webb's.
Oh, awesome. So site. Mrs. Webb is a site that we go back to for just horrendous advice.
Horrible advice.
Bonus advice, people.
There is an advice, but she also has had a tab for things to do together.
Oh, Lord.
So if you...
So basically, this was a week when nobody asked her anything.
Nobody has it.
She was like, what am I going to go to?
Right.
Evergreen.
Yeah.
What do I got?
So under the personal advice, this is it's part of her dating advice column. So
okay.
She just puts it out there. Things to do together when on a date.
Okay.
So here's a list of things Mrs. Webb wants you to do on a date.
There's so much advice about being on dates. Maybe they should just do something else.
Yeah.
It just seems really, really stressful for people to do dates.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Number one, play games.
Like head games?
Period. Like, nothing else to follow. Go to church, organize, or work functions together.
Go to church?
Go to the lake for a day.
Okay, I want to go back to go to church as a date. Like as an opening, the first date kind of situation?
She doesn't say. This is the beauty of Mrs. Webb. She does not elaborate on any of these suggestions.
There's nothing at all. It's just like, here's a list of things you can do. On a date,
yeah.
I once went to church with a guy for a date. Now, you know I'm not religious, so...
he must have been hot.
He was hot!
And it's the only way. Right?
And you know what the result was? A lot of discussion.
Oh.
Wah, wah. Jeez. Yeah. Exactly.
Volunteer at a nursing home, jail, or community cleanup activity.
As a date? Okay.
Visit all the nearby tourist sites you've never bothered to check out.
That you didn't give an F about, and now you're together. Go to the zoo.
Invite some friends over and bake bread.
Huh? Really? No, that's weird.
Yeah.
What would you, like, we get together and we do stuff, but not once has ever been like, hey, let's come over, let's bake some bread.
Never. And if you ask me that, I'm sorry.
The relationship's over. Friendship is done.
It's over.
You got some wine?
Yeah.
Like, we'll have bread if there's cheese. But
right.
We're not going to make it.
Right. It's going to be delivered or somebody
by
has
make
to go to the
it, you
store.
Mean slice it? And put it on a small plate with some cheese and bring that over with some wine.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's making bread.
Yeah.
We'll break bread. We're not going to make it.
No. And go to the beach. Find rocks. Sea glass.
Throw them at people. That's right. Find rocks. Throw them at seagulls.
Yeah. Sea glass and shells for someone's garden. Anyone's garden.
Anyone's. Doesn't matter.
Just go show up somewhere and be like, I found this
That's
rock.
That's weird.
At the beach. Leave a message in the sand.
For how long?
Yeah, what? I need better ideas for this date.
Yes. This date. Please help me get out of this date.
Go to the library and research some crazy topic.
She doesn't even give you a list of topics. She doesn't care anymore. Do you see? You know what this is? She was probably getting $50 for a column. And they're like, you know what? Recession. We're only paying you $20. She's like, you're getting the list.
Yeah. That's what. Go Christmas caroling, even at odd times of the year.
Oh, people will call the police on you if you do that.
Right.
Do not come, you know, you got to rescue married gentlemen at my house like in May. I will call the cops. It will happen.
Yeah, visit a used bookstore. I can't deal with this. All right, here's this one, though. This is the only creative thing she came up with.
Okay.
Have a bigger and better night where you start with something small and go door to door asking them to give you something that is bigger and better than what you have.
How? What are you talking about?
So I would take, say, this like...
These cashews.
No, I take this unopened can of Red Bull.
And by the end of that, you're going to have a bottle of Hennessy?
That's right. So you're going to go...
You could pull that off. There's no way I wouldn't...
Can you give me something better than this?
Like, no.
No.
So, okay, so you're going to come... Say I'm the first person. You come with a can of Red Bull. And you're like, can I get something better than this? And I'm going to give you, like, what? A can of Coke?
I guess so.
And then... No, that's kind of the same thing. So what's better than a can of Red Bull?
Like a thing of almond milk. A container.
What?
A big container of almond milk. I consider that enough.
Okay, and so then from the almond milk, what's next?
Then you go and...
When do I get the wine?
So then give me something better than this, and somebody will be like, here's a six-pack of beer.
Okay.
All right, so you get your beer.
Okay. Now I've got a six-pack of beer. Okay. I'm ready for the next thing.
And
now
then
what?
You go to the next person, okay. And then they say, give me something better than this, mm-hmm. And that's when you get a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Okay. That's for a six-pack of beer?
Yes. It's better.
It is better. That's weird, though. Okay.
I don't know who's going to agree to this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you come to me and you're like, hey, Jaquetta, I've got a six-pack of beer. Can you give me something better? My first thing isn't going to be, like, a $40 bottle of liquor.
I know.
For a six-pack of Natural Light. That's what I'm thinking. I made it a cheap beer.
The whole idea that someone would even do this, I don't know.
I don't like that. These are not very good date ideas. Here's a good idea for a date. Make a reservation at a restaurant. Go to the restaurant with your date. Eat the meal.
Yeah, that's it.
That's been working for you know, for eons.
Yeah, like priced caskets at a funeral home.
Are you kidding me? She doesn't care. That's what I'm saying. She doesn't give an F anymore. This is probably the last thing she ever wrote.
Yeah.
Before she just dropped the mic and walked out of the place.
Babysit children together, taking them to a fun kids spot.
Just grab some kids.
and to the fun kids spot.
And take them to the kids spot.
Where's the kids spot?
McDonald's. The ball pit at IKEA. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I went to IKEA over the weekend when I was down visiting my mom. And you know, you can drop kids off there. I'm telling you, these kids were like pressed up against the thing like, take us out of here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I bet.
It's too regimented in here. Everything in IKEA tells you how good it is for you. And I bet the ball pit's like that, too. Like, you're having fun, and here's why, and here's how it could be better.
Oh, man. Oh,
this
man.
Is what this play is going to do for you. I'm Scandinavian.
Visit a cemetery and read gravestones and talk about the lives of the people that might have lived.
If somebody took me on a date to a cemetery, mm-hmm. I would get really cagey right away.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd be like, look at this one.
Draw house plans of houses you would like to build, then compare them.
Really? So then the guy draws a cabin. She comes, the woman comes back with just a palace. And it's like, this is not going to work.
This is where we're at. This is where our minds are at.
Yeah. This is where this is a yurt. This is what I've drawn on my picture. And you've drawn Versailles. It's not going to work out. It's not going to work out at all.
Read, and then here's three in a row. Read a really good book. Visit a bookstore. Go to the
public, on the date?
Go to the public library. All three of those.
She doesn't care.
I can't believe
Miss Webb, what happened? Was it just it's just like a dark day in her life?
Oh, here's one.
Is the last one like write advice columns?
Make up a survey on anything and give it at the mall or in the park.
Just start coming around to people and being like, how do you feel about blondes?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. Next question.
Yeah, no, but make up the survey with like 10 questions.
And then go around and ask people.
And that's it.
Sounds like fun. Let's get right on.
Oh God, Mrs. Webb has given up on life. I know
that's terrible.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
All right, I have some unpopular technology. Oh. You're really going to like this one.
Okay, this is unpopular science, technology. Mechanics.
Everything.
Everything.
All the stuff that we didn't study in college.
That's right. That we're afraid of.
Yeah. So this I found, it says the world's first flying 3D printer spits foam.
Wait. A flying?
It's a flying 3D printer that spits foam. So basically, it's, you know, a lot of technological advances are, you know, they look in to see what nature is doing first. So there's a bird out there called a swiftlet, and they build a nest using their own saliva.
Okay.
Which is,
I've heard of that.
Yeah, we've all heard of that from, like, nature back in the day.
Right.
So basically, they've modeled this thing. It's a 3D flying printer. It's quite small. It's a little bit larger than a bird.
Flying.
Yeah, it flies. And what it does is it flies around to objects, and then it can start printing something. So it could say, for example, fly over to my coffee cup and then print something that will attach to my coffee cup, like a holder, and then fucking fly off with it.
Like that's terrible.
So this, they have 16 cameras on it.
Yeah.
And the idea is that, now already I'm like, this thing is a thief. Right? It's like a magpie kind of. It's going to be able to fly into an area and then just print like a, you know, a hand holding something. And then something else, another one's going to fly over and lift up that hand holding the thing and fly off of it.
Oh my God. You know what I'm imagining now? That I'll be sitting there in the park and just like minding my own business. And it's going to fly over and then print a 3D hat and put it on my head. And just, that's it. And now I've got a hat and I'm just like, you know what? I didn't ask you for this.
That's kind of the thing it's going to do, except that the hat is going to be like surgically attached to your head and you're never going to get off. So it's going to,
okay,
here's the hat scenario. You are at the park. You fallen asleep on the bench.
Yes, yeah, right. And it's all like, right. We need to improve this situation.
We need to improve the situation. It's hot. You know, you're fair skinned.
That's
all right. So the thing flies over to you. It starts spitting the foam on you. First of all, it sees you with 16 cameras and it's like, this needs to happen. It starts spitting the foam on you. The foam hardens. Another one flies over, grabs you by the foam hat, and then just fucking takes you away.
God.
And that's the idea what they're working on.
That's amazing.
So if that's not bad, right now they're using their remote control, but the goal is, and I don't know why this is always the goal, is to have it be autonomous. So this thing can decide on its own based on the situation. I'm imagining that I'm having a drink and I've had one too many and I look away and I look over, this thing comes and it spits foam onto my wine glass and fucking flies off of it.
I'd be like,
at the behest of like,
I need $9 now.
Yeah, of like Big Brother. Yeah. It was like, she's had too much. Get that wine away from her.
Oh my
God. So that's not what it says in the article, obviously, but that's what I'm thinking.
But that's what's going to happen.
That it's going to be, like, I'm going to put my phone down somewhere. I'm going to look away. I'm going to come back. It's going to have some hardened foam on it. And then another one of these things is going to fly over and take my damn phone.
That's probably what's going to, you're going to get all your things taken away. All, everything you hold dear.
I'm going to wake up with no rings on.
Everything you hold dear is gone.
My weave.
Your wine, yes. Your phone, and your ring.
Flip flops.
But I'm going to get a hat.
Yes, but you're going to get a hat. It's a good scenario for you.
Yeah.
So they presented the device already at something called the Imperial Festival. And then it's also going to be at the International Conference on Robotics and Automation. I don't know why they always want these things to be able to work on their own. Because they don't have a mind. Yeah. They're just going to be snatching up stuff wholesale.
Yeah, and they're going to be programmed with just this limited capability.
What if it's like, they're supposed to pick up something that resembles Katie.
Yes.
And they mistake it. And they pick the real Katie.
Yeah.
And run off with that after spitting foam all over
See,
you.
This is the danger.
What if you just fall asleep and then it just spits like a mummy cask around you?
God.
See?
This is terrible.
Yeah, so watch
out. I never thought it was a good idea from the beginning.
No, yeah. I didn't like it when it was just a prototype. But now that it's somehow making mummies out of people, we're even more horrified. All right. What do you have?
Fear. Just so you know.
Is that Beyonce?
There is Beyonce. Oh, no. Beyonce and Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
And it says, embarrassing and cringeworthy dad dancing can be cured, according to new research.
What's dad dancing?
You've never seen dad dancing?
No, I didn't have a dad around. How does that
No, mean? It's just, middle-aged men trying to dance.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
all.
Okay.
You know, and they don't look good doing it. Now, a lot of men can't dance, or they're too embarrassed, or they don't like it, but there's a handful of men that can.
Yeah, and those guys are amazing.
They are,
I think those guys are just not, they just want to have a good time and feel the rhythm, whereas a lot of guys have this mindset of, I can't dance.
Yeah, they're too embarrassed. They think that they'll look funny or something. Mm-hmm. But I think, and you know, men, this is a tip for all of you out there. Women love to dance.
Yes.
And if you can dance even a little bit or help them dance, especially.
You will get ladies.
You will get so many ladies. Yeah. It's crazy.
Because we always end up, when I got older and started going to clubs, I thought, this would be great. I'm going to dance with guys. And you just end up dancing with women.
Yeah, in a circle with your purses in the middle.
And that continues all the way. Unless you are at a ethnic dance kind of thing. Like if you go to a salsa club or a place where you have to do ethnic or partner dance, usually those guys know how to dance.
And that's the thing, partner dance. Even if you go to a club, if you can dance with a woman without putting your genitals on her, first of all, that's great. And if you picked a girl and danced with her and held her hand
and didn't poke her with your Johnson.
Yeah, you know, and just you do a couple of steps, let her
even
spin.
Even just the hustle.
I'm telling you, the spin is, do the hustle. Anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Anything where you can partner
just
dance.
Just don't rub up on her.
Yeah.
Why is that? A lot of guys in the club, they're too embarrassed to dance, but they don't mind putting it on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay.
That's all right.
And don't drop something.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yes. When there's a song on.
No, but if you can dance, just have a couple of steps that you can do with, you're going to do great.
You're going to do great.
All right. So anyway, a lot of men can't dance. And when they're young, it's like whatever. But then they get older. And some of these men now like to dance, but they can't dance.
Oh, no.
And you've seen the moves.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen everything from the white man's overbite, butter churner.
Yeah.
The step from side to side.
Right, right. So this article says, everyone has seen a man of a certain age bringing their family name into this repute on the dance floor at one time or another.
Aww.
But those days could be a thing of the past thanks to boffins at North Columbia University.
Boffins? What's that? Is it a person?
This is the groundbreaking and booty-shaking research claims that...
No, it's not.
The success of any dance all depends on the part of the body that's moving.
Move the hips.
Somewhat unsurprisingly, women apparently prefer a man who dances like Justin Timberlake, while men like...
And who looks like Justin Timberlake.
Right.
Like, not just a man who dances like him.
While men like a Beyoncé move alike on the dance floor, men who move the top half of their body fluently, much like Justin Timberlake, are more attractive to the opposite sex.
Okay.
Women who dance predominantly with the bottom half of their body like Beyoncé do the trick for men.
I don't know how to dance using just the top half of my body. Do you? I just shake it at them?
No, you don't need to do it. You shake your bottom half.
No, I know. I'm saying, but I don't know how else to do it. Like, I don't know any other way to dance except for shaking the bottom half. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise you're not moving.
Yeah,
that's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
You just kind of giving it a little cha-cha-cha.
All right. Wild flailing of the limbs, like some dads tend to do, is attractive to nobody.
Yes, and dangerous.
The study involved filming willing volunteers before turning their movements to virtual
avatars.
Have they
had a few beers first? No? Okay. I want forced people. Dance, motherfucker. You know, like, poke at them.
So they filmed these volunteers and had them turned into avatars, on a computer software. And then people judged those avatars to see how good those dancers were.
And how do they do?
And to our knowledge, no previous studies have identified specific movement components that may influence perceived dance quality.
Rhythm might be one of those things. Which Justin Timberlake has loads, you know what I mean? He's also trained.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, so basically they just identified that the people that danced better, people perceive them dancing better, men move the top half of their body a little bit
more.
But
don't kung fu fight.
Don't kung fu fight. Keep those limbs under control, and women shake it.
Yeah, twerk.
Yeah, basically.
Ladies. Just move your
arms. That's what you have to do.
It's not bad.
So, you know, this is something.
Cool. All right, and we're good. Did you want to say something about cinema?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That'll be our last thing.
Cinema, if you have enjoyed their music.
If you've enjoyed their music. if you've been listening to this podcast, then you have enjoyed Cinema's music. They do our opening music, and they do our closing music. Or rather, they let us use their music.
That's right. They very generously let us use their music. And they are on tour with Black Flag this summer.
Boy, are they ever. They have a bunch of dates.
So it's the Black Flag Victimology North America Tour 2014. Mm-hmm. And they have bunch of dates.
Cinema and Whore.
And Whore opening for them.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. Go to CinemaCinemaBand.com and see if they're near you. Go check them out.
And also, if you go to cinemacinemaband.com, you can listen to a lot of the songs. So you can get like a preview of it, which is pretty cool.
They have two videos posted there, one for 50 Foot Queenie and the other one for my favorite, Lady Abortion.
Yep. And we've also done two podcasts with them.
So and they're amazing, amazing guys. And we've seen them live and we highly recommend them.
Hopefully, we'll get the chance to see them this summer when they're on their 50 Foot Tour. All right. Or 50 City Tour. Oh, because they covered 50 Foot Queen.
Right? Yeah, right, okay.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
Load your Wizardators. What if I did that?
Great.
Yes.
It would be like a woman showing up. I'm like, yeah. So, you know, you could and be like, so what? I have a penis.
Yeah. And what?
Yeah.
I'm going to put wine in mine, though, and just make it real weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to pee into a cup and then drink it.
Drink it.
So it's like everything together. What's she doing? Don't worry about it.
Okay. You got a problem with me?
Yeah, you don't know my life.
You know me?
Yeah.
Like gender? You don't know my gender.
With a wine bra. You could have a mixer.
Yeah.
So you could have, like, I don't know, in the wine bra, maybe you could have some vodka, and then maybe you could have, like, I don't know, some lemonade.
Right.
In the Wizinator.
In the Wizinator. And then
just prepare
it.
That at a party.
Just pull them out, those tubes, and let them go.
Yes.